Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on into him with all faith this morning, trusting God for a miracle in your life, a miracle of breakthrough, a miracle of healing, a miracle of being delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, trusting God to make a way out of no way, to open up doors that no man can close and those doors that no man can open right now. If to him this morning with all faith, come on, we hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we enter to your presence with our praise, oh God. Come on, come on. According to Psalm 121, come on. I will lift my eyes to the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Amen. He shall preserve your soul. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you receive that for yourself, may it be done unto you according to your faith and all that in your home right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Blessed everyone who fears the Lord. Amen. Who walks in his ways. Amen. My Lord, my God. Come on, let's enter in right now. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Amen. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name as we come this morning, oh God. We come giving you our honor, praise and glory and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all nature. There's no one greater than you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. It's you that have kept us, oh God. It is you that have given your angels charge over us, oh God, keeping us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, as we enter in this one, oh God, we ask that you touch, oh God, and move in us and on us in a mighty way, oh God. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now to have your way in this place. Have your way in the life and the home of your children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this deliverance. Amen. And everyone, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, you did it all. And we just want to say thank you. We surrender all over to you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, that we can receive from you, oh Lord. Let there be a great pouring in this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of our Holy Spirit, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, we ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, include your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, your self-control, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill us, oh God, and everyone that we'll pray for today, oh God, bring it to you and our praying for. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with your Holy Ghost anointing and power, cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us right now with your anointing and presence and fill us and seal us with your peace, character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14, to God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of now we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demons, lying, unclean, perverse, tormenting spirits, and strong men, and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers and conversations, acting in the name of Jesus Christ. Unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, in the presence of anyone that we're around today, the presence of anyone that we pray for today, or we'll pray for in the name of Jesus Jesus Christ, or in the presence of our homes, our cars, our trucks, our offices, our properties, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, our finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask you to shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives and those that we love and concerned about, Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this deliverance, and we put on us, oh God, the full armor of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mighty armor that you provided for us. We put on us the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith. We protect and guard us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. We pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord God, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our God and our shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings. According to Psalm 91, we put your armor on us, oh God, and we live and pray in complete dependence upon you and pray of the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bless Heavenly Father, to God be the glory. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your promises of yes and amen. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives, amen. For you are the great of all good things, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your presence right there. For in your presence, the fullness of our joy. In your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose, amen. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it in heaven in abundance to overflow. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life, and your presence in it right there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you move on us right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, like never before, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come to receive from you this morning. We come expecting, oh God, amen, our healing. We come expecting, oh God, to be delivered. We come expecting to be set free. We come expecting a way to be made, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we know with you, Father God, that all things are possible. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your blessing, oh God. Hallelujah. That make it rich and add no sorrow. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare Isaiah 40 and 31 this morning. As we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone, oh God. Every one of your children, oh God, today. And we ask you to renew our strength, oh God. Hallelujah. The ones that wait upon you, oh God, that we shall mount up with wings like eagles. Amen. They said we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you will renew our strength. Hallelujah. The ones that wait upon you, oh God, that we shall mount up with wings like eagles and that we shall run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not be weary. That we shall walk and not faint. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you are our strength, oh God. And Lord, we pray for your continued strength, oh God. And we decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We decree and declare that we're overcomers through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, amen. We decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight, and we receive our healing. We receive our miracle, amen. We receive all that you have for us, oh God, for we know that all good things coming from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, move right now. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Luke 21 and 36 this morning, amen. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for ourselves, oh God, and each person, oh God, and our family and loved ones, all that we're concerned about, amen. And every one of we pray that, hallelujah, that each of us may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, amen, and that we may stand before the Son of Man, amen. And every one, we thank you for keeping us, amen, keeping us, amen. Hallelujah. Watchful and praying at all times, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for letting us be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, amen. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yet and still we thank you. Oh God, you are our rock, amen. You are our shelter, our mighty fortress, our comfort in times of sorrow, our peace in times of pain and distress. Oh God, we trust in you. Hallelujah, on your divine promises, we shall stand firmly. We belong to you, oh God, and we know we are safe and secure in the palm of your mighty hand, amen. Be, hallelujah, be our protection from the assaults and attacks from the enemy and from sin, amen. And when our spirit grows weary, let your word and spirit of God revive us again, amen. Oh our God, we thank you, where we trust in you. And we call on you daily, oh God. We call daily upon your blessed holy name. Amen. Let not our faith keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let not our faith and trust in you be put to shame, oh God. Praise the Lord with me this morning. Amen. We were trusting you to keep us strong, oh God. Guide us, oh Lord, and keep us from all sin and wrong thinking, oh God. Oh my God, we trust in you, hallelujah, to keep us and hold us in your loving arms. You are our God. And we just want to say thank you. You, Lord Jesus Christ, look upon our souls. We were in trouble, amen. You search our souls, oh Lord, to see if we are truly humbled by our sin and made better by our affliction, amen. We trust you, Lord Jesus, to bring us through every danger and deliverance, amen, until we are delivered from death. Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you that we are delivered from our last enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Father God, we ask that you anoint our ears, oh God, that we can hear from you. For Heavenly Father, it's written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ according to John 16 and 23. And we just want to say thank you right now, God, that it is done. We thank you, Father God, that it is so, amen, and it shall be no other way. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word in 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 2, that we should not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to determine whether the spirit, hallelujah, spirits are of God. By this we will know the spirit of God. For every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on this side this morning. In the life of all your children, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we read your word this morning, that you will open up our understanding, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh, Lord, allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Oh, Lord, we pray for an open heaven on today, that you'll pour out the blessings from heaven, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the overflow this morning. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your covering, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that you are with us. Amen. And Father God, this day, we just want to say thank you that you've given us the power and the authority that we can decree a thing in this life and it shall be established. And we just want to say thank you right now. We decree and declare victory over every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents right now. And we decree and declare that we are forgiven, that our sins are washed, amen, that we are cleansed from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish-free, totally blameless on the top of our head to the soles of our feet, amen, to the dendritic and quantum level. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God, as we come. Oh, Lord, that we will worship you as your word says you desire in spirit and in truth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, as we come, oh God, we don't come just to be doing something, amen, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 to 2, as a deer pant for the boiling brook, so our soul pants to thee, oh God. I was so thirsty for you, the living God. I was so yearned over whatever desires, even passing the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn and us everly increase in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way, let it be taken out the way, oh God. Let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a clean heart, oh God. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly God, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness, O Lord. O Lord, we ask that your blessings are not going and coming on today. We decree and declare that we are blessed going out, blessed coming in. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building the place, everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Over our homes, our businesses, our workplaces. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, amen. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it. As we enter in this morning, oh Lord, change us. For your word is for transformation. We come to be changed. We come that our minds may be renewed, oh God, by your powerful word. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Divinely intervene right now in every area of our lives and turn it all around for our good. Oh, Lord, remove every attack and every way of the enemy right now, that we will not experience any such attack. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for it all. We decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and I thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are delivered. We thank you that restoration has come. And we can decree and declare it's harvest time. Amen. Our breakthrough is here. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Come on, lift up your voice and just thank God this morning. Jesus Christ is Lord. Good morning, and welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Amen. Y'all bear with me this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Your lines are open this morning. Hallelujah. I just wanted to hear your voice this morning. Y'all bear with me this morning as I am dealing with this little cough here, but all is well.
All is well. Yes, Lord, yes.
I'm coming. Amen. We want to welcome everybody this morning. We want to start out with our sister Brandy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. All is well. Blessed and grateful.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. God bless you, Sister Brandy. So good to hear your voice. We thank God for you being in position this morning, ready to receive. So we pray that all that you trust in God for the receiving, walking in expectation that you receive it. Amen. With no delays, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. God bless you. Blessed. Amen. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Minister Lauren. Thank you for being in position this morning, touching and agreeing, coming, believing, amen, with all faith, amen. Walking in your season of God's goodness, overflow of God's goodness, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many be like the overflow of God in your life? Amen. Ain't nothing like it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, brother. Amen. Sister Sakara, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
That's the name of the Lord. That's the name of the Lord. I'm doing very well. I am about to walk into this building. So my prayer request for today is for your healing and for God to bless you for your faithfulness to do what he called you to do.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you, sister. We thank you for being in position this morning, touching and agreeing. I pray God will continue to bless you, remember you, and bless you in abundance. Amen. Open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can, hallelujah, open doors of blessing and favor, good relationships, good opportunities. Amen. Doors of hallelujah that will bring you so much power and strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We're so happy to have you on the line this morning, being in this position, touching and agreeing this morning. I pray, God, for a mighty move in your life. Amen. That will bring so much joy, complete healing, wholeness. I'm talking about miracles being worked. Amen. Running you down and taking you over and all that you love and concerned about. We decree a great turnaround for the good for your life. And all that's attached to you, all that you love and concerned about in Jesus' name. And we thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on. Amen. Y'all bear with me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Amen. Mother Dylan, Mama, God bless you, Mama. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good, blessed morning to everybody on the line. I'm doing good because I'm here. Also,
amen.
So yes, I'm doing good. And for your little healing in your body.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you. Pray that God will continue to heal your body. Amen. Do a new thing. A new work in you, amen, that all we see and know that you've been sent by God. Pray God continue to be your strength, amen, be your life, your way, your truth, amen. You will speak the truth of the Lord, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. God bless you, we love you. God bless you, amen. We thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Sister Shabante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for such an empowering prayer this morning. It was empowering.
Amen. Thank God. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Y'all bear with me this morning. I do apologize for coughing in y'all ear. I was trying to work through it all, and it's already done. Sometimes the body just requires rest, you know? And we have to understand we'll push these bodies to the limits and we have to allow it to rest. But all is well. Oh, my husband said, you know what? The problem is with you, you tired. You need to rest. I'm like, I'm good. But I'm good. I'm
rest when I'm young. I said, a lot of people would say, I'm rest when I'm dead. I'm doing the Lord's work. I got to keep on keeping on.
Man. Jesus, come on, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's just a call. You know how when you lay down, you wake up and get to moving that stuff, get to moving and coming about. So we thank God it's coming on out of here and all is well. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of John, 1 John, chapter 3, verse 21 through 23.
Okay.
Amen. Let me know y'all have my saying amen.
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 I'll ask the one to read this morning.
Amen.
That's going to be 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 to
23.
Amen.
Got it.
And so with the volunteer to read this morning, I appreciate it. Just making sure everybody happy before we start.
Amen.
Okay, is that everybody?
Who's going to read it?
Shavante, you can read it. Go ahead.
I'm reading out the new King. I'm reading out the King James Version, though.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right, you said 1 John 18 and 23. So it says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. And he gave us his commandment.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When we look at these verses, it gives us an example of how to lay down our lives. Amen. When we look at, and I want to go to verse 16 and 17 just really quick, if y'all mind. It says in the New King James Version, because this particular scripture is talking about the outworking of love as the header. So by this, the Bible says, by this we know love because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Mm-hmm. I want us to understand your love is an action, not a feeling. It's an action and not a feeling. It produces selfless, sacrificial giving. So the greatest act of love is giving oneself for others. So the question is, how can we lay down our lives? It's by serving others with no thought of receiving anything in return. See, sometimes it's easier to say, we'll die for others than to truly live for them. My Lord, my God. You'll hear people say, oh, I'll die for you, but they won't help you. They won't pour into you. But they'll say, I'll die for you. But they see you in need. They'll see you in need. There's a need out there. And it's not for you to die for them. It's for us to help, to serve. See, this involves putting others' desires first. Jesus taught this same principle of love in the book of John 15, verse 13. When we look at verses 17 and 18, these verses gives us an example
of how to lay down our lives for others, to help those in need. This is strikingly similar to James' teaching in the book of James. You know, how clearly do your actions, I want you to ask yourself this, how clearly do your actions say you really love others? Are you as generous as you should be, you know, with your money, with your possessions, and with your time? When you look at verse 19 and 20 here, many are afraid that they don't love others as they should. So they feel guilty because they think that they're not doing enough to show proper love to Christ. So their conscience, you know, their conscience, brother, you know, their conscience, it bothers them. Their conscience bothers them all the time. So John has these people in mind in this letter. How do we escape the gnawing accusations of our consciences? Amen. Not by ignoring them or rationalizing our behavior, but by setting our heart on God's love. So when we feel guilty, we should remind ourselves that God knows our motives as well as our actions. His voice is assurance is stronger than the accusing voice of our conscience. So if we are in Christ, he will not condemn us. Amen. Hallelujah. We see this in the book of Romans, the book of Hebrews. So if you are living, give me a moment. So if you are living for the Lord but feeling that you are not good enough, remind yourself that God is greater than your conscience. Yeah. God is greater than your conscience. Hallelujah. As I give you an application scripture, you all, when we look at verse 21 to 23 here, if your conscience is clear, you can come to God without fear, confident that your request will be heard. John reaffirms right here in the scripture in 21 and 22 that Jesus promises that whatever we ask for will be given to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, we see this in the book of Matthew. We also see it in the book of John. So you will receive if you obey and do what pleases him, because you will then be acting in line with God's will. So, of course, this does not mean that you can have anything you want, like instant riches. But if you are truly, and I say truly, seeking God's will, there are some requests you will not make at all. Amen? There are just some requests that you won't make at all. My Lord, my God, if you're in God's will. There's just some requests. You're like, I'm not going to even know. I'm not going to go to God with that. No, I'm not, you know. Give me a moment, y'all. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, you're good.
Okay. In the last scripture here, verse 23, it says, and I'm in the New King James Version as well. It says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. We have been commanded to love one another. In the Bible, a person's name stands for his or her character. It represents who he or she really is. We are to believe not only in Jesus' words, but also in his very person as the Son of God. Moreover, to believe on the name means to pattern our lives after Christ, to become more like him by uniting ourselves with him. And if we are living like Christ, we will love one another. Amen. We will love one another. We have been commanded to love one another. I pray that we all operate with the love of Christ, because if you have Christ in you, you're able to love one another. Amen. It is my prayer that God will add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. We're going to start with Sister Brandy. God bless you. Go ahead.
First and foremost, just want to thank God for what you're doing, and for each one of us. We've asked him to just release healing into your home, and just for the Holy Spirit to be released heavy in each person's life, and allow for it to be shut up in each one of you guys' bones, and just marinate and flows heavy throughout your lives.
Yes, Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace and receive, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and all that your daughter positioned on today, oh God, that you are already moving, oh God. You're moving mighty in the home of your children, oh God. Each of our homes in a mighty way, oh God. Oh, Lord, saturate the atmosphere, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, even those that are asleep will be awakened, oh God, by your Holy Spirit, filled with joy, restored and renewed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, oh God, for the Holy Spirit that you sent, oh God, the inward voice. Amen. Hallelujah. That leads and guides and instructs us in this life that we will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, move mighty. And we just want to say thank you right now. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to be our strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will continue to be our help, oh God, that we will hear from you clearly, oh God, and that we'll be obedient, oh God, to do your will, not our will, but your will be done. Amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let every wicked way be destroyed right now. And we just want to say thank you, Father. And Lord, anything that we have asked ourselves, oh God, that's not of you, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the victory right now over every work of the enemy, every way of the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare to be shut and sealed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And cut off. We bless your holy name, Father God. For you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive. The God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Granny. Oh, God bless you. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you.
Amen. My mother's stepsister, my auntie that lives in Houston with her, with us, with my mother's family is in the hospital. We praying for her healing. Amen. And my father learned to see you as well. Amen.
Amen. My Lord, my God. Come again. What's her name?
Her name is,
oh, Lord.
I know her maiden name is Katrina Northern.
Oh, yes, Lord. We lift her up this morning. Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for healing this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can see in the crowd healing, oh God. And receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you move mighty, oh God, in the life of your daughter right now. Lord, we pray right now that you will divinely intervene right now and turn it all around. Father God, you're the great physician who promised that you would place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker, our miracle worker. We said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgressions and for our iniquities, oh God, that the chastisement of our peace was upon them. And with their stripes we are healed, and we receive our healing right now. Oh, Lord, let your daughter and your son, all that need the healing on this line and that's in their family, let healing spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we declare in the crowd, according to 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Father, we know that you want us to be healthy. We know that you want us to be happy. We know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to prosper. We know that you want us to succeed. We know that you want us to walk in optimum health. Lord, we know that you want us to live without pain, without hurt, without stress, oh God. We know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, oh God, stress-free. And therefore, we decree and declare according to your word that we are healthy and we are physically fit. And those that we love and concerned about that we bring on today, including ourselves, that we are healthy and physical. Get sick right now. Sickness and disease are far from us. Amen. By your stripes, we are healed. We are set free. We are, hallelujah, are from all illnesses and diseases known and unknown to man. Amen. We are healed from every physical, biochemical, bioelectrical malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illnesses. Amen. From physical discomfort, from sickness and disease of all kinds. I speak Jeremiah 17:14-15 over our lives and those in our families and all that we love and concerned about. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us and we shall be saved. For God, I praise, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come near, oh God. You send your word to heal us, holy us, from all diseases. Oh, your word is nailed to us this day. According to Psalm 107, verse 20, I decree and declare that we are healed. I decree and declare that your aunt is healed. I decree and declare that your father is healed. I decree and declare that those that we love and concerned about is healed. I decree and declare my mother is healed. I decree and declare our husband is healed. I decree and declare we are healed. By the word of the Lord, and we just want to say thank you. I speak to every part of our life. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give him and firmly loose your hold of our lives and those in our family and all that we never concerned about. Let the fountain of infirmity and affliction, discomfort, and pain dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let poison and toxin dry up every organ in our bodies right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Neutralize the negative effects of viruses and bacteria, drugs, and medical treatment right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I declare and declare that any and all physiological, biochemical, hormonal, neurological, organic, systematic, cellular, molecular damage sustained from stress, exhaustion, medication, pharmaceutical drugs, or medical treatment, X-ray, chemo radiation, or therapy, colonial antibodies, or anything else, it is reversed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I see healing. I see healthy wholeness over our cells, over our organs, and every system operating in our bodies. I speak healing to our glands. I speak health and healing over our minds. I speak health and healing over our bodies, over our brain, every function of our brain and the nervous system. They are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare the fact that our mind is being healed right now. Oh, Lord, heal us. And we just want to say thank you that we are healed emotionally, physiologically, right down to our soul. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Father. We decree and declare that we are healed. We decree and declare how we minister love shall be healed. That his woman is healed. Amen. That his mother is healed. Amen. Delivered and set free, that he is healed. Amen. My husband is healed. Our children are healed. Amen. Our grandchildren are healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, we decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus Christ that we are healed and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for Lord. And we still this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that includes our healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Receive it.
Thank you.
Receive it. Receive that prayer. If you need the healing, receive it. If you're calling in today for a healing for a family member, loved one, receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You ain't got to wait till you say it. Amen. It's already done. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You ain't got to wait for you to petition this morning. Receive it. Amen. Because we come by faith. Amen. Believing. Hallelujah. Receiving our healing. Amen. Receiving our breakthrough. Hallelujah. Receiving the way. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive it for your husband. Receive it for your fiance. Amen. Hallelujah. We declare the class healing this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it is so. Lord, we believe. Your word says, amen, hallelujah. We are healed. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Minister Larry. We love you. We thank God for you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Sister Kari has already gave her prayer petition this morning, and I received my healing. The prayers have went forth. Amen. And that God will continue to increase me in faith and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And in spirit. Amen. To keep on, keep it on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I bless you, Sister Sakara. Amen. For praying for me this morning, for petition prayer for me on my behalf. And I pray that God will open up doors in your life. Amen. I pray that God will answer your prayers according to his will. Hallelujah. That God will run you down. The blessing of the Lord will just run you down and take you over. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an overflow that will just take you off your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So much blessing coming in from the north, the south, the east, the west. Amen. You can't get away from them. Amen. Oh, they just coming. They just coming. Hallelujah. They just keep on coming. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, every time you look up, he's blessing you. Every time you turn around, he's blessing you. Every time you stand up, he's blessing you. Every time you lie down, blessing you. You wake up to a blessing. Amen. You fall asleep with a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. We call you blessed. We call you victorious. We call you, amen, delivered and set free. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are a child of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. You shall not be denied. You're co-heirs of the kingdom of God, and there's nothing that God will withhold from you. Amen. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray that we bless you.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Takara. Amen. Sarah, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Basically prayed for what we need to do, and that's healing. So thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Those of us on the line, if you received it, a prayer and went forth for healing, all you have to do is receive it for yourself. Amen. And we thank God for you, Sister Sean. We pray for miracles of healing. Amen. We just pray that God will touch every part of your body, every being. Hallelujah. Touch your spirit. Amen. For our spirits are made perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the perfect spirit, which is your spirit, oh God, that operates in us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. I pray for long life for your daughter, oh God, your servant, oh God, that she has a heart to serve, oh God, to help others, oh God. So, Lord, I pray, oh God, that every need be met. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everything the enemy has set up, oh God, to bring her down, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray that you will divinely intervene in every area of her life and turn it all around for her good. All that the enemy has set out for evil, oh God, we pray right now, Lord, that you will turn it around for her good. We know you to be a God of turnaround. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, command the increase on our storehouse, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, your word said one plant and one water, but you, Lord God, give the increase. So, Lord, as we plant by faith, oh God, today, we plant the seed of faith, of goodness, of joy, of healing, amen, of peace, amen, of strength that cometh from you, Lord. We water by faith this morning with our command faith. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would give the increase in the life of your daughter. We pray for the life, health, and strength of her fiancé. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to be his strength, be his way. Lord, we pray, oh God, for a great pouring in to the man of God this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. That he would see with new eyes, hear with new ears, oh God. Speak with a new tongue, oh God. That you would send those as they come together in holy matrimony, oh God. That you would fill the church, oh God, that people will not be able to get in. And we just want to say thank you right now, God, that there will be no lack, oh God. Let peace reign over and in them right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill them with so much joy, even right now, God. Unspeakable joy. And we thank you for it all, Father God. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other one. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Mama Carol, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
If healing in every area of my life. I'm not trying to say era of my life.
Yes.
From healing to the whole all I need. And praying for healing for you, that you start feeling real better real soon.
Yes, Amen. Right now. Amen. The prayer of healing has been for so we receive the healing, Lord. As your daughter come this day, oh God, ask for healing in every area of her life. Father God, let healing spring forth, oh God, in her body, oh God. Let healing spring forth, oh God, amen. That she's been broken, oh God, past, present, and future,
Lord.
Oh God. Let healing take place right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that anything the enemy has set up, oh God, as she grows older to attack her with, oh God, let the healing already take place right now that she will not experience, amen, such a tick in her body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, she activates healing in every area, oh God, something that is broken and that has been beat down, oh God, her walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, heal her mind, oh God, hallelujah. Any thoughts and the contrary to your will, oh God. Let healing take place, oh God. God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you for your healing, oh God. Thank you, God, for deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, let us know, oh God, that it is done. Amen. Hallelujah, that all things are in your hand and you're able to turn it around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask that you turn it around for a good, that she may receive healing. Hallelujah. We pray for divine position for her life, oh God, that she may receive her healing, oh God. Hallelujah, that she will be in order, oh God, according to your word, your will, oh God, that she will be healed. Hallelujah. And Lord, increase her faith to receive the healing, the miracle of being healed. And we just want to say thank you right now, Lord God. We decree and pray it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that the faith, that God would increase your faith to receive your healing. The reason why I say that, Mom, because the prayer went forth. And all you had to do is receive it and believe it when it went forth. And we just got to believe that we're healed even when we're going through it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And if you can see your healing, amen, you got to see it before you see it. Amen, you got to receive it before you receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's what you said. I'm saying you got to believe it and receive it right now, that even when it come in the, when it come in the physical, you got to spiritually receive it. Amen. We talk about supernatural healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. Thank God for you.
Thank you so much.
Sister Siobhan, say God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Good morning. So my, I would just like to just say thank you to God for his will being done. And just for us all receiving the graces of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Father God, we come offering up a prayer for Thanksgiving this morning. Lord, just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord God, for your saying, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, thank you for your son, Father God. Lord, just thank you, Father God. You have not, Lord God, given up on us, Lord God. You have not, Lord God, turned from us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Know your children,
as your children. Sometimes we're disobedient, Lord God, but you still love us, Lord God. You show us mercy, Lord God. Your word says that you give us new mercy and new grace every day, Father God. And we just want to thank you that even when we mess up, Lord God, that we can still come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you're You're so gracious, oh God, amen. So forgiving, oh God, that you're ready and quick to forgive. All we have to do is come to you. We thank you that we can come to you, oh God, to the throne room of Christ, boldly asking in our time of mercy that we may receive mercy. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we come praying, oh God, with a heart of thanksgiving this morning. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you have your way for all that your daughter's petition is running by faith, oh God. You know those things that she have on the inside of her, Father God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you perfect that is good on the inside of her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we know that all good things coming from you. Oh, Lord, let her overflow, Father, by goodness. Oh, Lord, let the overflow of God come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of our goodness and our favor and our blessing upon our life. And we just want to say thank you right now because we believe it. Let it be done, oh God. Let it be done according to your will. As you seek, oh God, for you for the more. More understanding, oh God, of your word. More clarity, oh God. Let it come, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let it hear from you like never before, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Oh Lord, that she would see, oh God, her mother, oh God, seek you more. She would see her father begin to seek you, oh God. That she would see her husband seek you, oh God, even more. Her children, oh God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you that our house will become a house of prayer, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, God. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone that's on the line this morning. I pray and I lift up my husband and my family and loved ones. My mom is on the line. And I just say God's mighty hand continue to be upon our life. Amen. And I stand on the word of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. and just know that God is with us always. And there's nothing that God cannot do. And he is our Father. He's just waiting to do it for us. Amen. He's just waiting to bless us. He rejoices in blessing us. Amen. Because we are his children. My Lord, my God. God bless everyone on the line. This morning I'm going to pray prayers of us shattering strongholds on us. Amen. Any strongholds, I'm going to shatter those this morning in the name of Jesus Christ and pray that the blessing of God overpower our life. Amen. And victory over the enemy, the works of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray that up here, never leaving the presence of God, but leaving this line this morning. And then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Again, I thank you all for bearing me this morning. I hate to be talking in your ear and all that stuff, but I thank you all for your patience with me. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the set time that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive mercy. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us and those in our family. Thank you, Lord God, for that you are our strength, oh God, that you are our way, that you are our truth, oh God, that you are our life, oh God. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to thank our Lord and Savior, that we may receive life, and not just like the life in abundance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your word, oh God, be so powerful and prevalent in us, oh God, that we will seek you first. Amen. Your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, that all things are added unto us, oh God, that we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, or what we're going to drink, oh God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are with us always. Amen. We decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by your righteousness, Holy Spirit, have your way. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we stand on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys into the kingdom, amen, that whatsoever we would bind on earth, hallelujah, will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to your will, oh God, that we will be, hallelujah, constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by the many subtle deception of the world and by the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus Christ. That, hallelujah, we, hallelujah, that we want to be, oh God, constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ's miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe, amen, and those in our family, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that we will be aware of how Jesus Christ will have us to think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. Amen. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us to act. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that our steps will be steady and true all day long. Amen. We bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives. Amen. So that we will continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong men so that, hallelujah, we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take them back right now. We loose the strong man's influences over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. Amen. We loose Christ's mass and destroy every evil device you may try to bring into our suffering of influence during this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking that we have had in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, forgive us for how we are holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, and habits. According to 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14, we renounce and reject these things in the name of Jesus Christ, and we lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit that we've ever learned. Amen. We lose the strongholds around them that would keep us from being complete and surrendered to the will of God for our lives. We lose all doubt and confusion from ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have bound our mind to the mind of Christ, and we lose every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and loose these things up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who has given us the keys to do so. Do so. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ some victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way down in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, next to enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against victories of spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. According to Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, we claim our victory and take us through our salvation and the shed blood of all these things right now. We decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and in his holy name. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare this deliverance on today. Amen. And we bless your holy name, Father God, and by faith we receive it. Amen. We receive our healing. We receive, oh God, your goodness, oh God. We receive the victory, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ over every area of our life. And we decree and declare, amen, hallelujah, that we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you that it is done, amen. That we can decree and declare that it is done, and we have received the Spirit of God into our lives, that we may know the things given to us by God, that we have been redeemed, forgiven, and we are a recipient of his lavish grace, amen, that we have been raised up and seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, amen, that we have Christ in himself in us, amen, that we have been firmly rooted in Christ, and we are now built up in him, that we've been buried and raised and made alive with Christ Jesus. We've been raised up with Christ, and our life is now hidden with Christ in God, for Christ is now our life. And we just want to say thank you, that we can decree and declare right now that we have overcome the world. We've obtained an inheritance. We have the mind of Christ, amen. We have what God says that we have, amen, and the enemy cannot do anything about it. We decree and declare right now, Philippians 1:13, that we can do all things in Christ. We thank you that as we leave this Bible and in your presence, Father God, that we decree and declare Philippians 3:14, that we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And we thank you for it all. That great is you that's in us, and he that's in the world. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on in here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Amen. As we leave this time, remember the presence of God. Know that God is with us. Amen. Always. To the ends of the earth. Thank you, Father God in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. And we thank you for it all. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless everyone on the line this morning. And all that's in your home. Don't call your name if you have anything you'd like to say before we close out. Please do so or say amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say you all are healed, you all are whole, you all are loved and highly favored. And amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. Minister Larry Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I plead the blood over everyone on the line in our families, our homes. I find in every area of my life. We apply the blood. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. God bless you, Minister Lane Green. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Sister Takara, amen. I know you are in the building. I don't know if you can say anything, but God bless you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Sean.
I'm sorry, I'm getting ready for. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. I just thank God. I thank God
yes,
for you. Thank you
thank
for everything he's doing in your life.
Yes. Amen, amen. God bless you. I thank God for you as well. May you have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. May God strengthen you as you go through this day. May God strengthen us all as we go through this day. We get more strength, amen, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. Mother Karen, Mother Bill.
Thank you for, again, interceding, praying for us, praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as I already said, it's already done for the healing,
mm-hmm.
healing for everybody.
pray for people that need healing. But I thank God for you and love you, love you, love you. Amen. Till we meet again in the morning.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We thank God for you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Amen. Me too.
Sister Devontae. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go ahead.
Amen. And like everybody said, I just piggyback off of all. You know, you be blessed and everyone be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Everyone have a blessed day in the Lord. Remember, you belong to God. Amen. You're beautiful and wonderfully made in the sight of God. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May the Lord open the windows of heaven and bless you financially. May you live according to the dictates of God's word. For it is the Lord who gives you the power to get wealth, and he will be faithful to you as you are faithful to him. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, receive, and believe. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Till we meet again at this time, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., wherever you're located, we'll meet here on One Accord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me live.